My name is Ariel. I moved to the US at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Commencement Speeches for the Class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020, parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to commencement. You made it. This year is a little different, a difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you, wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only Angela Yee.
Hey guys, how are y'all feeling? It's Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and I just want to say I'm excited to participate in this commencement speeches for the Class of 2020 podcast event. I know a lot of us right now are going through a lot of things, so for me to be able to talk to you and just communicate what I've been through and any kind of advice that I can give, I'm honored to be able to do that. Before I do say anything, I want to tell you that you did it. You made it across the finish line. And right now you guys are under the most unique circumstances that I believe I've ever seen. Whenever you think about your 2020 graduation, you're definitely going to have some of the most interesting stories to tell. And that's what I want to focus on today, right? As you figure out the next stop on your journey of life. Some of you are going to continue on with formal education. Some of you will join the workforce right away. Some of you will take a break as you ponder what's next in life. And some of you will start your own businesses. Some of you guys will just straight up hustle. I've done all of those things throughout the course of my career. And what I want to talk about today is just being flexible. Also, controlling your reactions to things that you can't control and being proactive. And I'm going to quote Kanye West when I talk about that being proactive, which is not something I normally do. So, you know, it's important. Now, when I first graduated, I went right back to my parents' house. They live in South Orange, New Jersey. And I wanted to stay there, but they got tired of me being in the house. I was broke. I was in debt. They had paid for me to go to college. I also had taken out a lot of student loans. So after less than a month, they were like, you have to get a job and you have to get a place to live. So the first thing I did was in my head, I said, I'm going to get a job working at a temp agency. I wanted to be able to pursue my career as a writer since I was in kindergarten. I just knew I would be a writer. I didn't even survive 3 days doing this temp agency job. I was opening envelopes in a quote data entry position. It was awful. I decided, let me just tap in and follow up on these internships I had done in college. Fortunately, when I was in school, I went to Wesleyan University and I did use the Career Resource Center. And it was great for me to be able to link up with different people who graduated from Wesleyan who were able to get me internships. Now, one internship I did not necessarily have to do with my college. It was through a colleague of mine. And I ended up getting a job working for the Wu-Tang Clan, the legendary Wu-Tang Clan. After several years of working in the music industry and also making sure that I networked, I made sure that I went out, I formed my own relationships with people. I also developed my skills in marketing and in PR. I decided that I want to be a freelancer. And I did want to have multiple streams of income, but I also wanted to have my freedom to be able to travel if I needed to not have to be in an office every day. And that was pretty good for me. It wasn't until I was 28 years old that I actually stumbled and for real stumbled into my career in radio. And that was thanks to my relationship with Paul Rosenberg. Paul is Eminem's manager, and he had just started the station Shade 45 on Sirius Satellite Radio. I had actually worked with him on Eminem's clothing line, and because he saw how hard I worked and just the relationships I managed to forge and continue to keep, he said, okay, let's try you on the radio. And it did end up working out. At first, I had to work there and not get paid. It was kind of an unpaid probation period, but because I was working like I was getting paid and I was putting in that extra time and those extra hours and really humbling myself, because you have to think I had already been working for almost 8 years and getting paid a pretty decent amount of money to being paid nothing. It was really a humbling experience for me, but I think in the end, it all worked out. Now I've been doing radio for 16 years, and I still haven't focused on what I set out to do originally. That was to be a writer, remember? Now, life will do that to you. Sometimes you have a plan, and there's all these detours, there's all these dead ends, and then you have to take a whole new route. And sometimes things happen quickly, and sometimes they happen easily, and sometimes it takes years, or it doesn't materialize the way that you envisioned that it would. You'll have to make some really important decisions. And I'm a really huge believer that whatever you choose to do, you have to represent you in the strongest way possible. Maybe you'll be doing an unpaid internship, or like I did, that probationary period for free. Maybe it's a low-paying job that you accepted, and I did have that job as a low-paying job. I've had a lot of those. But if you did agree to certain terms, then you have to make sure that you show up, make sure you show out, because you never know what that position might lead to. Now, maybe you have a job that you hate, but you're making 6 or 7 figures. I know people like that. And you still have to perform your responsibilities, be on time. You still have to make sure that you do everything to the best of your ability. Make sure you treat people well, because again, people don't know what you're going through. And you also never know what that position might lead to. Make sure you don't let circumstances and negative people influence the greatness that you have. You cannot control other people's actions, but what you can control is your own reaction. One thing that really has helped me, and I don't know if everyone can do this, but I believe in the power of writing. And so what I do is I write things down when people do really effed up things to me. And somehow the story becomes funnier when I write it down. And I can even change it the way I want to change it just to make it a comedy. Now, some people do this, and I know writers who have a kill list, and that's people that they want to get revenge on later. And maybe you'll read about those in my book one day. But in the meantime, it's very therapeutic for me. You can always learn something, even when things are really tragic. So when something unfortunate happens, I like to do something positive for another person. That's another way that I also shift the energy that's around me. The last thing I want to leave you with is a quote. And I told y'all I was going to quote Kanye West. That's not something I do very often. But this was during his Glow in the Dark tour. They gave out these little booklets of Kanye-isms. And one thing that always has stuck out in my head: to use is necessary, and if you can't be used, then you're useless. And I know we've heard that so many times in songs and quotes, and I've always been hesitant to ask for favors. And sometimes I'm even hesitant to just offer my own services. It's kind of a pride thing when you feel like you have to be independent and do everything and not need anyone's help. What I've learned is that is a waste of time and energy. Right now you're graduating. Make sure you use those relationships that you made, or make sure you tap into that alumni network when you have a great pitch, when you need employment, when you're looking for an employee, when you need a mentor, or even if you just want to acknowledge that somebody has done something great and you want to shout them out. I've gotten a lot of opportunities from the people I came up with, and I've also helped other people get into great positions. The best thing I discovered in business is I don't have to do things alone. I can partner with other people. That's how I ended up being a co-owner in the juice bar, Juices for Life, BK with Styles P, who's a legendary rapper from the Locks that you should know, and DJ Envy. I knew Styles P already opened 3 juice bars. I knew my chance of success would be higher with somebody who already went through the mistakes that I knew I would have made. And if I tried to open that juice bar alone, I might not be celebrating 4 years of owning a juice bar this year. When it comes to handling my business, there's no way that I could do everything I do. You know, the Breakfast Club, morning show. I also have my podcast, Lip Service. I have all my bookings. I do a lot of charity events. I'm on the board for different organizations, and I still do have a life outside of work. And the way I'm able to maintain that is I have people who are in positions where they can help me. So link up with people, make sure you show that same love back too. You can't just always take and not give. And remember that you guys are the visionaries of 2020. And in the times that we're in, you guys are definitely the ones who are leading the way. 2020 might be one of the most important years that I've ever experienced, from this coronavirus pandemic to the upcoming elections and everything else in between. So right now, you guys, all eyes are on you. And I know y'all are up for the challenge. So congratulations again to the class of 2020.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.